This show is brought to you by Safety FM. We don't need stars just to know we're human. We can let the world just tear us up, light ourselves up when we're out of love. All of my love in me was an illusion. Until you made my world from new start. Turn me.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it. It does not matter who the host is. Never has, never will. That is the case. That is the way that it goes. So no need to worry about any of that shenanigans. Yes, shenanigans. So let's talk about it. Today's Wednesday. Whip them out Wednesday, October the 9th, day 283rd of the year, and only 83 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues at that other place.
Radio Big, streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
Oh, yes, leaving a coin for the fairy band, that is for sure. So, if in case you have not heard, as we are broadcasting from Orlando, there is a hurricane coming this general direction as we are hanging out. So don't worry, we will still continue to broadcast as we are today and hopefully tomorrow. And, you know, we'll go through the process because you don't need to worry about that portion. That's what we do. I mean, we broadcast away in regards of everything that is going on. I mean, if something happens, we'll try to get some audio files out. Video files are kind of limited anyways in regards to you've seen it before or heard about it before. If something goes wrong, we will pull the video and do strictly audio. So that means RadioBig.fm, SafetyFM.com. You can listen to us on your favorite podcatcher. If you're on a podcatcher 2.0, you get to hear us in real time as we're doing it before it actually drops into the podcast feature, which now it actually drops automatically at 8 o'clock. And then we will be on the other things, meaning like iHeartRadio, Odyssey, so on. So don't worry. We will still keep you informed on what we have going on. And having remote studios throughout, well, that kind of simplifies some of the process as well. So all kinds of fun stuff as we are doing our thingo for sure. Anyway, so yeah, if you want to interact with the show, it's a simple process of doing so. All you have to do is go to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. That'll get you moving and grooving in regards of our general direction. And we'll be able to put you into our system. And once we get you into the system, audio, video, or text messaging are the options that you have available to go through the platform. So there you go. Information for you, information shared, information won. So with that being said, why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as we look at the trends of the trends of the trends
of the trends,
North Korea makes threats in a bakery, bakes a bold election prediction. So we'll talk about that. Justin Timberlake helps a fan pop the question, and the Doors celebrate 60 years. We'll talk about that as we get into show business. Also, let's see, an 80s sitcom revival is not moving forward, and My Darling gets a film adaptation. Yeah, we'll talk about that. And Meghan Markle helps a friend with his podcast. We'll talk about details about that as we get into the Royals. So, shows about safety in the news. News and safety, in case it's your first time. If you're returning, you kind of know how it goes. We'll talk about some highlights, some lowlights, and some lights in between, because that's just kind of what we do. So, if you're ready, I'm ready, and we will get you into some feature story news, because I already have them waiting, ready to take off and go through the whole process. If you want the process, that's for sure. So, with that being said, why don't we do some news? I think it's important to do so. Should I like to do that right now?
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Hurricane Milton's bearing down on Florida's west coast, with more than 1 million people ordered to evacuate. Forecasters say it has the potential to be one of the most destructive storms ever recorded in the region. It's expected to make landfall around the Tampa Bay area on Wednesday night local time. Professor Jennifer Collins is a hurricane expert at the University of South Florida and says Tampa Bay is particularly vulnerable.
The reason for that actually is because of the, you know, very shallow continental shelf that we have. So you got like less than 300 feet deep out to about 90 miles offshore. So it's very conducive to storm surge, plus our infrastructure and our population.
Mayor of Tampa Jane Castor has this warning for people planning not to leave their homes.
That kind of talk is so foolish. And I've said many times that you want to pick a fight with Mother Nature, she's winning 100% of the time. Say you're in a single story home, 12 feet is above that house. So if you're in it, you basically that's the coffin that you're in.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's urged the people of Lebanon to free their country from Hezbollah so the conflict there can end. It came as Israel expanded its military operations in southwest Lebanon. Lebanon's health ministry says 36 people have been killed and 150 injured in Israeli attacks in the last 24 hours. Brazil's Supreme Court has ruled that X can resume operations in the country, ending a 5-week suspension over concerns about the content on the platform. X's owner Elon Musk agreed to several concessions in order to have the ban lifted. Ira Spitzer reports.
The months-long battle between Brazil's Supreme Court and Elon Musk has ended with X agreeing to take down accounts which the court had said were spreading hate speech or had deemed a threat to the country's democracy. Musk had refused to comply with the demands previously, calling them a dangerous example of governments controlling speech. However, as Brazilians began to migrate to rival platforms, the billionaire owner appeared to reconsider his stance. In a statement, X said that giving tens of millions of Brazilians access to the platform, which it called indispensable, was paramount.
Japan's prime minister is dissolving parliament for a snap election. The country is set to elect a new lower house on October the 27th, despite opposition criticism over the short campaign period. Chris Gilbert reports from Tokyo.
Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba has only been the leader of Japan for 8 days, making his move to dissolve parliament the fastest ever by a post-World War II leader. Under Japan's constitution, prime ministers have the authority to dissolve the chamber at their discretion. But the opposition has criticized Ishiba for stating his intention to dissolve parliament before he was approved by the Diet as prime minister. They're also criticizing Ishiba for providing only a short window for campaigning.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Over the next several days, we're going to bring you a unique eyewitness account of life in Gaza. It comes from vascular and transplant surgeon Dr. Nazim Mahmoud. He has just returned to the UK after spending a month working in the Nasser Hospital in southern Gaza. His experiences there were searing.
What I saw there was unparalleled devastation, really. It was something that I'd never experienced, none of the team had ever experienced, and there were people who, for example, been to Ukraine five times since the war started there. So this was really at another level. When you go into Gaza, all you see is rubble in every direction for miles around. Nobody there, just a few armed looters. You drive through that for 30 minutes. And then you get to central Gaza, where the so-called humanitarian zone exists. You've got about a million, million and a half people packed into that area now. Most of them living in tents, makeshift tents, really, no water, no sanitation. And what we found was that on a daily basis, those people were being bombed. Either the tents or the few remaining buildings were being bombed with large numbers of casualties. Usually twice a day, we'd have a mass casualty event, 10 to 20 dead, 20 to 40 injured.
Tomorrow, the doctors experience treating the injured. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Hurricane Milton's bearing down on Florida's west coast with more than a million people ordered to evacuate. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's urged the people of Lebanon to free their country from Hezbollah so the conflict there can end. Brazil's Supreme Court's ruled that X can resume operations in the country. And Japan's Prime Minister is dissolving Parliament for a snap election. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery. Coastal Claim Consultants.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud. One of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it.
Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, Safety Show.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to mighty outcomes tomorrow. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm. At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
It's the show, and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, we'll go with it that it's too stupid. I agree, no doubt about that, as we are hanging out doing our thing. 16 minutes past the top of the hour on this lovely Whip 'em Out Wednesday. Thanks for all the videos and the pictures that people are sending in, because sometimes it makes it very interesting around here, but we will not share those. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on. So let's talk about what people are talking about today. Yeah, there's a storm coming that's towards Florida at the moment. So let's get into some of that. Here's the latest on Hurricane Milton and a recovery effort for Hurricane Helene. Pinellas County, Florida, ordered a mandatory evacuation for some of 500,000 residents on Tuesdays in anticipation of the 15-foot storm surges. Tropical storm conditions are expected to begin this afternoon, with the hurricane making landfall sometime overnight tonight, depending on who you ask. Florida officials scrambled Tuesday to clear debris left over by Hurricane Helene in the efforts to limit damage of Hurricane Milton as it approaches the state's Gulf Coast. Georgia declared a state of emergency on Tuesday in anticipation of Milton's landfall, allowing the state government to mobilize resources. The order remains in place until October the 16th. Horrible timing. The state government agencies that regulate insurance rates in North Carolina began hearing on Monday over whether to increase the rates for homeowners across the state. The hearing were scheduled well before Helene wreaked havoc. The group representing the insurance companies is seeking a rate increase of up to, you ready for this? 99% in some areas. 99%. Now, listen. Don't get me wrong. I understand inflation. I understand that prices on things have went up. But I cannot even imagine at this particular moment in time on what we are going to be looking at when it comes to insurance rates in the state of Florida. And in any kind of state that has anything that's related to hurricanes and bad weather that will come up in regards to storm surges or storms just in general. So think about this real quick. There's already been pretty severe increases for the state of Florida. And let's not get crazy and start talking about some of the things where people get pissed off about global warming. But there's some issues here, weather related, on how the water has heated up. And, you know, because of that, it increases the power, the energy that these hurricanes or tropical storms will get. And this causes, you know, some more severe damage. So what are we going to be looking at rates now for insurance? That's going to be a question to ask, especially if you're located in the southern eastern region, on how that's going to work. I don't know. It's probably going to be a pretty interesting one.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so there you go. Some stuff going on right there. I know some people are not going to love that, but that's okay. things happen. Decreased demand for fast food is amid surging prices over the last 4 years are having the effects on supply chain. North America's biggest producer of French fries is closing a major production plant in Washington State. The company, Lamb Weston, supplies fries for McDonald's, its largest customer, and that composes of 13% of its total sales. The Arches has been struggling in recent years to keep prices down amid increasing supply and labor costs. Reps for Lamb Weston say that it's with a promotional deal that is like $5 a meal, that they're still using fewer fries, downsizing the medium to a small. As part of Lamb Weston's consolidation, 400 workers will lose their jobs. Its stock is down 35%. This is according to CNN. So as you hear this, what do you think? Because, you know, the prices have continued to, well, we won't say to be astronomical, but they'll be priced in regards that they make no sense for the most part in regards of what we're charging people. So I look at it and I go, at some point, somebody's going to end up struggling. So if you're, I mean, like, I remember going for breakfast at a fast food joint and I could get two meals for about $11. That was a few years ago. Right now, I went yesterday, matter of fact, got the exact same order that I always get. It was $16. $16. I will tell you, going to a fast food joint now with my family, and we're a family of four, I am paying what you would go to a casual dining now for a fast food. And casual dining is now becoming more expensive than it was in the past. So, I mean, it's an ongoing sequence of events. But, you know, I look at it and go, where does one have to start, you know, cutting back and looking at some of these things that end up taking place? It's, I know, it's a small cluster, but those are the things that happen. Anyways, take a listen to this. North Korean state media reported on Tuesday that Kim Jong Jr. promised to use nuclear weapons against the southern counterpart and the United States if either attempts any aggression during an address on Monday. Jr. gave a speech at his namesake University of National Defense. Analysts believe that Kim's regime is saber-rattling to leverage sanctions concessions out of whichever administration takes power in January. This is according to the Associated Press. So what do you think here? I mean, it gets interesting. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit here and go, you know, it's a weird time because a lot of weird things get said by, well, we'll say political counterparts in regards to what happens. So I don't know. And let's talk about this because we've been talking so much here in Florida about hurricanes over the last few weeks that we need to start talking again about election stuff because, you know, that's right around the corner. And I don't know. I was watching a weird one last night. I really was about there is a belief by, some extreme right-wing people that there is a machine that makes the weather bad. Yeah, I'm not making this stuff up. I mean, you can look at it and there is, what is it? What is this lady's name? And let me just kind of put it to you this way. The lady is saying Marjorie Taylor Greene is the one that's referencing that these machines are targeting Florida because Florida is a mostly Republican state. That way the Democrats could win the election. I'm so confused on how some of this stuff comes up sometimes. And listen, if it was the Democratic side saying the same thing about the Republican side, I would be talking about the same stuff. So I don't want you to think that I lean one way or the other because I really just don't care. What I always tell people is what I mostly care about is that you actually vote. Don't care who you vote for. I just care that you vote. But when you start getting into these things where there's machines that are creating the weather, I want to know more information. What do you have that, you know, we should share with the general public? Because it becomes one of those weird things that if we're not sharing with the general public what's going on, where are we going with this? Because where did you get your info? I just need to know.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying. He is trying to be entertaining. Rated R Safety Show.
I mean, I'm just asking the question. I just ask questions because I like to ask questions. It gets weird sometimes when people start saying some random stuff. because it's just random.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
That's what happens when you have a button that's right there that you thought that was lower.
Duh.
Okay, so there you go. Okay, good stuff, good stuff, good stuff as we are hanging. Okay, so let's continue talking about some other things. Artist Alexander Level created the art installation All the Good Times We Spent Together in 1988. The bizarre piece depicts little more than two empty beer cans and with a unique hand-painted design. Most recently, it's been on display at Lamb Museum in the Netherlands, where it was put inside a glass elevator shaft, and it may suggest that it was left behind by a construction worker for the museum. The concept backfired, though, when the substitute janitor mistook the installation for trash and threw the cans away. Oops. The museum director had a different vision of the work, saying that in a statement, our art encourages visitors to see everyday objects in a new light. By displaying artwork in unexpected places, we're amplifying the experience and keep visitors on their toes. A frantic search eventually turned up that the cans were in the garbage bag ready to go into the dump. And they're now on display on a pedestal near the museum entrance. Despite the confusion, museum officials are taking it in stride in a way that the testaments to effect that Alexander Levad art, the museum director says. So this is according to ABC News. So hold on. You had an art exhibit that you thought was trash by your janitor. So what exactly did the people that were there think about the unit itself as well?
Listen at your own risk.
Rated R Safety Show.
I don't know. I mean, I just ask these questions because I'm always kind of concerned and confused by some of the things that happen and what some people think. Because I don't know. It just gets weird sometimes on how people take a look at some of the things that are happening inside of the world. No doubt about that. Anyways, take a listen to this. Buskin Bakery in Cincinnati, Ohio has correctly predicted every presidential election since 1984 minus 2020. Their cookie... Well, hold on. Doesn't Trump say that in 2020 he actually won? I'm just asking to ask. Okay. Their cookie poll started back in 1982 when Super Bowl featuring the Bengals versus the 49ers, followed by the 1984 Reagan versus Mundell presidential race. Incumbent Reagan won by a landslide, by the way. Now fourth generation owner Dan Buskin says that of Tuesday morning, the tally of cookie sales stands at 15,823 for Donald Trump and 4,833 for Kamala Harris. So if you go there, that will be what? I mean, it'll be monumental in regards of who wins in regards of information. So there you go. Anyways, take a listen to this. Actor Ed Wheeler has died. He passed away on August the 21st in New Jersey Hospital of respiratory failure due to complications of pneumonia, according to a recent statement from his wife. Wheeler, best known for his roles in Law & Order and many other films. Oh, hold on. How's that films? Blazing Commercial. He was 88 at the time of his passing. So Ed Wheeler passed away in August. Why are we getting information now about this? I mean, I keep on getting kind of weirded out about some of this stuff. Because why is it taking so long to find out? Because this is the second or third one that we've told you in about a week time frame. That's what has occurred. So there you go. I don't know. Anyway, take a listen to this. The Dow increased by 126 points to close at 42,080 on Tuesday. The S&P increased by 5 points to close at 5,751. And the NASDAQ increased by 259 points to close at 18,182. West Texas Intermediate closed at $73 a barrel. And Brent crude was at $77 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.18 on Tuesday. Bitcoin was mostly flat, trading right around 63,000 as we are speaking. And there was more than 1,740 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Tuesday, and about 700 such cancellations. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for a $336 million jackpot or $165.3 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, I will tell you, this would probably be the greatest time to do so. So there you go. Also, Lisa Marie Presley kept her son Benjamin Kiaw's body in her home for 2 months after he died. The situation is detailed in Lisa Marie's new memoir, From Here to the Great Unknown. My house has a separate casitas bedrooms, and I kept Ben in there for 2 months. There is no law in the states of California that you can't bear. California, you have to bury someone immediately, she writes. I found a very empathetic funeral home owner, she said, will bring Ben to you. He would eventually be buried in Graceland alongside grandfather Elvis. Lisa Marie would be buried there as well after her passing in January of 2023. This is according to the Daily Beast. So hold on. She had her son inside of her casita for 2 months. Now, here's my question. Like, was he in a coffin? Because I need to know more. I mean, that's not enough information to, make me just go, oh, okay, we're good to go. I want to know more, and I don't want to read a whole book about it. I just want to get more information about it.
Duh.
Because I think that that's important. Anyway, take a listen to this. Al Pacino says that he and his son's mother, Nora Afalia, are just friends and co-parents. The revelation comes after she was spotted with Bill Maher over the weekend. Bill Maher? Pacino and... Nor have a one-year-old son, Roman. You do the math. Pacino's 84, Mar 68, and Nor is 30. So there you go. That's some interesting times. That's for sure. Anyways, Justin Timberlake gave assistance to a fan at a show in Brooklyn on Monday night. I see a sign that says, "May I propose to Sarah," he announced before passing off the microphone to the sign holder, telling him, "You got it." Sarah says, "Yes," was played on various screens around the Barclays Center. I can't top that. All right, thank you. Have a good night, everyone. JT joked after sending congratulations to the newly engaged couple. This is according to People magazine, so there you go. Also, in honor of the 60th anniversary of the Doors, they are giving fans some archival releases. First up, vinyl release of the Doors 1967 to 1971 will be released on November the 22nd, followed by a 4-disc remastered vinyl edition and Live at Detroit a week later. In early 2025, a 344-page book called Night Divides the Day will drop. It will feature new interviews with the drummer John Densmore, guitarist Robbie Krieger, and archival material of late frontman Jim Morrison and the late keyboardist Ray Manzarek. Other celebration plans also include works next year, according to Billboard magazine. So there you go. Some stuff going on. So I'm going to do something different today, just for the sake of doing it, because so many people keep on asking about what's going on with the weather stuff. So we are going to do not a normal main story. We're going to do our main story related to news. So I'm going to bring in the newscasters again. They're going to tell you what's going on, kind of similar to what we do on Fridays, but we're doing it on Whip 'Em Out Wednesday. So yeah, I know, out of the ordinary, but Special routines sometimes need to be done because of the weirdness that's going on in the world. So let's take a listen.
Here is the news on the Rosie Mar Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Hurricane Milton's bearing down on Florida's west coast, with more than 1 million people ordered to evacuate. Forecasters say it has the potential to be one of the most destructive storms ever recorded in the region. It's expected to make landfall around the Tampa Bay area on Wednesday night local time. Professor Jennifer Collins is a hurricane expert at the University of South Florida and says Tampa Bay is particularly vulnerable.
The reason for that actually is because of the, you know, very shallow continental shelf that we have. So you got like less than 300 feet deep out to about 90 miles offshore. So it's very conducive to storm surge, plus our infrastructure and our population.
Mayor of Tampa Jane Castor has this warning for people planning not to leave their homes.
That kind of talk is so foolish. And I've said many times that you want to pick a fight with Mother Nature, she's winning 100% of the time. Say you're in a single-story home, 12 feet is above that house. So if you're in it, you know, basically that's the coffin that you're in.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's urged the people of Lebanon to free their country from Hezbollah so the conflict there can end. It came as Israel expanded its military operations in southwest Lebanon. Lebanon's health ministry says 36 people have been killed and 150 injured in Israeli attacks in the last 24 hours. Brazil's Supreme Court has ruled that X can resume operations in the country, ending a five-week suspension over concerns about the content on the platform. X's owner Elon Musk agreed to several concessions in order to have the ban lifted. Ira Spitzer reports.
The months-long battle between Brazil's Supreme Court and Elon Musk has ended with X agreeing to take down accounts which the court had said were spreading hate speech or had deemed a threat to the country's democracy. Musk had refused to comply with the demands previously, calling them a dangerous example of governments controlling speech. However, as Brazilians began to migrate to rival platforms, the billionaire owner appeared to reconsider his stance. In a statement, X said that giving tens of millions of Brazilians access to the platform, which it called indispensable, was paramount.
Japan's prime minister is dissolving parliament for a snap election. The country is set to elect a new lower house on October the 27th, despite opposition criticism over the short campaign period. Chris Gilbert reports from Tokyo.
Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba has only been the leader of Japan for 8 days, making his move to dissolve parliament the fastest ever by a post-World War II leader. Under Japan's constitution, prime ministers have the authority to dissolve the chamber at their discretion. But the opposition has criticized Ishiba for stating his intention to dissolve parliament before he was approved by the Diet as prime minister. They're also criticizing Ishiba for providing only a short window for campaigning.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Over the next several days, we're going to bring you a unique eyewitness account of life in Gaza. It comes from vascular and transplant surgeon Dr. Nazim Mahmoud. He has just returned to the UK after spending a month working in the Nasser Hospital in southern Gaza. His experiences there were searing.
What I saw there was unparalleled devastation, really. It was something that I'd never experienced, none of the team had ever experienced, and there were people who, for example, been to Ukraine 5 times since the war started there. So this was really at another level. When you go into Gaza, all you see is rubble in every direction for miles around. Nobody there, just a few armed looters. You drive through that for 30 minutes, and then you get to central Gaza, where the so-called humanitarian zone exists. You've got about 1.5 million people packed into that area now, most of them living in tents, makeshift tents, really, no water, no sanitation. And what we found was that on a daily basis, those people were being bombed. Either the tents or the few remaining buildings were being bombed with large numbers of casualties. Usually twice a day we'd have a mass casualty event. 10 to 20 dead, 20 to 40 injured.
Tomorrow, the doctor's experience treating the injured. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Hurricane Milton's bearing down on Florida's west coast with more than 1 million people ordered to evacuate. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's urged the people of Lebanon to free their country from Hezbollah so the conflict there can end. Brazil's Supreme Court's ruled that X can resume operations in the country. And Japan's Prime Minister is dissolving Parliament for a snap election. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with BIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take BIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
If you have a claim and not sure where to turn, Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery, Coastal Claim Consultants.
You are listening to a Radio God. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a Radio God. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Hello.
They're good. They're very funny.
They're hilarious. They just be whoever they want to be.
It's just really funny.
Rated R. Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list.
You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
In order to save the planet from cow farts, why doesn't someone just invent really large Gas X pills?
God, what's that awful stench?
Radio. Yeah.
All of my love in me was an illusion. Until you made my world a new start. Turn me.
Okay, here we go. 45 minutes past the top of the hour. You are still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. And we're still hanging and banging, no doubt about that. Yep, this right here is Fire and Smoke by Beach Love. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. Might want to give this a little streamer-emer action, if you know what I'm saying there. Always a good time when we get to play some different stuff, no doubt about that. We would like to thank Beach Love. We'd like to thank them. Yeah, you know, I can let some fire and smoke go for some time here. Okay, so let's go ahead and get back into the move and the groove of everything that's going on inside of this world, because, you know, it's always important as we are hanging out. Apparently, I don't know how to stop music anymore. Okay, so with that being said, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com, and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, there's a plethora of information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma. That's just to name a few. Once you get into it, all kinds of information. Like right now, if I click on eating disorders, there's sections that says you are not alone. More than anything, you deserve to know this. You are not alone. We hope these stories find you a friend or a bit of a light in this darkness. And there's section about eating disorders that goes all into in different information and where you can go to find additional resources. I'm telling you, one of the best websites I've been to in regards of getting information on what needs to be done. No doubt about that. That's TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. So there you go. Anyways, let's continue talking about some things that are going on inside of the world. There has definitely been a movement lately to keep mobile phones out of the classroom in hopes of avoiding the distractions that come with having access to social media, messaging, and you know, those things alike. But according to a new study, there might be another way to let teachers teach without students having to leave their phones at the door or in their backpack, and allowing them for 1 minute phone breaks during the class. In a study carried among college students, those who were permitted to use their phones for a very brief period of time saw that the classroom focus, less overall phone use, and higher test scores. I almost said rest scores. The study also found that they are granted unrestricted access to their phones during class. Students use their phones for non-academic purposes as often as 10 times per day. 10 times per day. My kids use their phones that many times on the way to school. And I'd be in a college guy saying, hey, if they get a 1 minute phone break, I get a 1 minute donut break. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, somebody's going to say, well, if there's this one limit that somebody can do this, why can't I do that? You know, let's just kind of stop the thing already before we get too far. Anyway, take a listen to this scary survey. You know, we're in the month of October, so we need to start talking about some Halloween stuff because that's just what we do. So horror movies, definitely love them or hate them type of thing. And according to research, it all depends on whether you started watching them as a kid. A survey of 2,000 adults in the U.S. who celebrate Halloween found that more than two-thirds, 68%, of us enjoy horror movies as a child. And the number still holds strong at 73% today. 65% say that they first saw their first horror movie before they were 11 years old. And 60% agree that watching your first scary movie at slumber party is the rite of passage. Respondents said that they plan to watch an average of five scary movies in the Halloween season. And almost one-third, 29%, said that the horror is their favorite genre, no matter the season. I watch horror movies as a kid and still enjoy them if they didn't keep making the same ones over and over again. Being a kid alone with other kids, sitting in the dark, darkened rooms, having the Jeepers Creepers scared out of you, and eating Doritos. Well, you know, what's not to love about that? I mean, that's some stuff to really think about.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
So I have to ask the question because I'm just kind of curious because I never know these things. What is your favorite scary movie? I mean, I always default, and I don't know why, to the Halloween movies. And I'm talking about Halloween with Michael Myers, and I know we discussed this briefly yesterday. But I don't know why. It's just one of those things that I look at and go, they're not terrible. I mean, they're not great. I mean, let's not lie. But I think they do the damage they need to do, if you understand what I'm saying there. So there you go. Some stuff to think about. No doubt about that. So with that being said, why don't we go ahead and do this? Why don't we go ahead and let's go ahead and bring in some John Smoltz into our life because I think it's time to do that. Let him tell us a little bit about what the hell's going on with the Motivation Minute. That way we can get you moving and grooving inside of the world. So let's go ahead and bring some John Smoltz in right now.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Scott. Vincent van Gogh said, "If you hear a voice within you say that you cannot paint, then by all means paint, and that voice will be silenced." Very nice. Hey, if you're hearing voices, you may also need help. Just kidding. That's not quite what he was talking about here. We've probably all been there, though, finding ourselves in a situation where we kind of wonder if we're able to accomplish something that we want to do. I can tell you something that I have learned. If you can't picture yourself doing it, you're most likely going to fail. First thing you need to do is imagine you in the winner's circle. Then, oftentimes, you end up there in reality, too. It's almost impossible to do something that you think you can't do.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Some of you are probably reading today's devotion while dealing with an aching heart. You may hide your hurt behind a brave smile, but on the inside, it feels like you are dying. I think I have some idea of what you're feeling. 2 years ago, my wife of 56 years went to be with the Lord. During those dark days immediately following her death, two things sustained me. One, the promise of the Lord's presence, and two, the hope of eternal life. Those truths did not take my pain away, but they gave me the strength to bear it. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Lord, be very near to those who are hurting. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Hurricane Milton's bearing down on Florida's west coast with more than a million people ordered to evacuate. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's urged the people of Lebanon to free their country from Hezbollah so the conflict there can end. Brazil's Supreme Court has ruled that the social media platform X can resume operations in the country. And Japan's Prime Minister is dissolving Parliament for a snap election there.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Radio Big.
Okay, so there you go. 54 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. If I take a look back at 2019, nearly 1 million people in Northern California had their power cut by Pacific Gas and Electric to prevent wildfires from electrical equipment amid high winds. By late October, over 3 million people would lose their power as a more primitive shut-offs took place. The shutdowns were met with widespread backlash and criticism from residents who blamed the government officials for lack of information. For its part, Governor Gavin Newsom blamed PG&E. Yep. That happened back on this date in 2019. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Landon Barker and Lulu Lambros both turned 21. Marcus Stis turns 25. Gavin Attic, 26. Megan Moraney turns 27. Bella Hadid turns 28. And so does Jacob Ballantyne and Cole Preston, all 28 today. Scotty McCurry turns 31. George Kittle, 31 as well. Tyler James William, 32. Zachary Ty Brown turns 43. Brendan Roth turns 45. Yeah, from Superman Returns fame, just in case. Steve Burns, 51. Sharon Osbourne, 72 today. And Donna Kels, you know, mom to Travis and Jason Kels. Yeah, she turned 72, just in case if you were wondering. If you need some days of the year to celebrate today, I got a plethora of them. It's National Emergency Nurses Day, Canadian Beer Day, International Stop Spinning Day, International Beer and Pizza Day, Bring Your Teddy Bear to Work School in School Day. Yeah, Curious Events Day, Fire Prevention Day, National Pet Obesity Awareness Day, National Curves Day. Huh? Okay, World Post Day, Scrubs Day, National Stop Bullying Day, and National Moldy Cheese Day. Well, that's some stuff to think about, no doubt about that. Okay, so there you go. There you go. Some information for you and me to hang out on and take a look at. No doubt about that. So let's talk about some other stuff before we get you out of here. Let's take a look. What do I want to do? Do I want to do Did You Know? Or do we want to do Whack Facts? I never know, because Wednesdays are always seems like a whack fact kind of day. So let's do that. It takes a drop of ocean water more than 1,000 years to circulate around the world. Lemon floats, but lime sink. The modern popped collar originated as a way to keep tennis players' necks from getting sunburned. Google Images was created due to demand of pictures going viral green Versace dress that Jennifer Lopez wore at the 2000 Grammys. An NFL water boy makes the average salary of $50,000 to $60,000 a year. In Colombia, dried ants are replaced popcorn as the typical movie theater snack. Okay, I won't be going to movies in Colombia, though. There you go. Anyways, if you need a random joke for today, you never realize how boring you are until someone asks you what you do for fun. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What does require a silence? What doesn't require a license but should? If you need a question for the water coolers, ask this. Men spend about 42 minutes more doing this each week than women do. What is it? Eating. So there you go. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, because you are the best part of what we do. Without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over to radiobig.fm. If you want to come and hang out with me, we'll talk about the world of music and the world of music and entertainment, if you want to come and go over there. If you want to hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus, you're more than welcome on doing that. He'll come in, take over, and talk about the world of safety consulting. So there you go. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Consult your conscience rather than popular opinion, because that's going to be important. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.